Sorry that I couldn't get the same measurement, but this was the data that I was able to easily find. So we can see Marin County, $45,000 per person per year. The richest county, 73% voting for John Kerry. San Francisco, 83%. That's one of the highest in the country. San Mateo, Santa Clara, close to home. Pretty clear margin of victory by Kerry. Then Contra Costa County, 62%. One Southern California county on this list, and it's the one that voted for George Bush. And California does have a pretty clear north-south divide, which I'll talk about later on. Here are the poor counties. Imperial in the far southeast, the poorest, and it voted for voted for Kerry, but all the other poor counties, these are San Joaquin Valley, Sacramento Valley, San Joaquin Valley, and the very far northwest, all voting quite clearly for George Bush. So again, a good correlation here between the wealthier areas voting for the Democratic candidate and the poor areas for the Republican. So just to give you an idea of where these counties are, if you don't know it, Tulare County here, Imperial down there. What do we have? Merced County, and we had Glenn County and Yuba County, Del Norte County over there. Here would be Ventura County and then our Bay Area counties. It's paradoxical, though. Oh, it's paradoxical for a couple reasons. One is, if we look at a quintessentially red state and a relatively poor state, what do we see? We see the exact opposite pattern at the county level. And Alabama shows it to a T. We see we're back to median household income, percent voting for Bush. So the wealthiest county in Alabama, which counts as one of the country's top 100 at least wealthy counties, I'm not sure if it makes them the top 50, 80% voting for George Bush. Madison County, actually, this is a little more purple than most of the other counties. This is Huntsville, big NASA installation, a large number of engineers, one of the largest in the country. So it's a little bit closer, but it's still voting for Bush. This is a wealthy suburb of Birmingham. This is a relatively well-to-do area on the Gulf Coast. This is Birmingham itself. Actually, when we get to Montgomery, it's the only relatively wealthy Alabama county that voted for Kerry. It's also more than 50% African-American. And there's real close correlation here, and I'll show you maps later on, between race, income, and voting, with the white population in Alabama being overwhelmingly Republican. So actually, it's, income comes in here, but racially has more to do with it.